Robert Merton, considered to be one of the most influential sociologists of the 20th century, died yesterday in Manhattan. He was 92. Merton coined terms that filtered into the popular lexicon, among them self-fulfilling prophecy and role models. He was widely regarded as the father of the focus group, and in 1994, he became the first sociologist ever to be awarded the National Medal of Science. Jonathan Cole is provost of Columbia University, where Robert Merton spent many decades as a professor. Mr. Cole was first a student, then a colleague of Merton's. He describes him as an extraordinarily charismatic teacher.
I once had the experience in being a teaching assistant for him in his very famous course, Analysis of Social Structures, and I asked the students how tall he was, and they actually overestimated his height by 2.5 inches, obviously indicating to me that he was held in such stature and was so electrifying as a lecturer, really a charismatic figure. Many faculty members from other departments at Columbia used to come to his lectures as well, and I think everyone had a feeling that they were watching ideas unfold in their very midst. It was almost as if he was a magician of sorts.
He comes across as a man of truly remarkable range. There's a quote from a New Yorker profile of him that says, he is alarmingly well-informed about everything from baseball to Kant and is unhesitatingly ready to tell anybody about any or all of it.
Well, I think he did have enormous erudition. I mean, he read voraciously and he was interested in so many things. I remember talking to him about baseball and basketball, but more often about works that had gone forward in sociology, but it could have easily been works of literature. He was a very avid reader in his spare time, to the extent that he ever had spare time, in mysteries, and he was had tremendous interest in history and the history of ideas. I think that came across in his wonderful book, On the Shoulders of Giants.
He's considered the founder of the sociology of science, as I understand it. What is that?
Well, it really was an effort that began with his doctoral dissertation on science, technology, and society in 17th century England, which he did in the late 1930s at Harvard. Up until that time, most people thought that scientific achievement was the work of individual personalities and individual geniuses. Merton took a different approach and believed that the social organization of science, its ethos, its normative structure, and the way it would be organized would have an enormous effect on whether or not science became an important institution in a society. In fact, that was where I got to know Merton first and where I consider him to have been my most important mentor.
You know, you mentioned earlier that some of his students regarded him as a magician, and it was curious to me that as a teenager he would perform magic tricks under the name of Robert Merlin, not his given name of Meyer Skolnick.
Right.
And then ultimately changed it to Robert Merton.
Well, in fact, for years, you know, students speculated about his actual background and origins, and many people didn't even know about his early days as an aspiring magician. But he became a magician of other sorts in the classroom and outside of it with his essays and his work. One of the extraordinary things about Robert Merton was that he influenced so many people outside of the field of sociology.
Thanks very much, Professor Cole.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Columbia University Provost Jonathan Cole, remembering sociologist Robert Merton, who died yesterday in New York. He was 92.